M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We are just getting breaking news from the Vatican. In an unprecedented change, the Pope has decided to give women the right to vote at an upcoming meeting of bishops. That's something women have been demanding for decades. It reflects Francis' hopes of giving women greater decision-making responsibilities and lay people more say in the life of the Catholic Church. Up until now, it's all been up to clerics, bishops, and cardinals. A 40-year first planned in South Korea. A U.S. nuclear-armed submarine could dock there soon. The news comes as President Biden gets set to meet with President Yoon Suk-yeol at the White House today. Correspondent Cammie McCormick says they'll sign a military agreement.
This new deal will include plans for the first U.S. nuclear-armed submarines, making dock visits to South Korea in more than 40 years. This is aimed at deterring North Korea from carrying out an attack. The South Korean leader's visit to the U.S. comes as tensions are rising due to ballistic missile tests by Pyongyang over the last several months.
A parent who lost a son in a suicide bombing at Kabul airport 2 years ago is reacting to news the Taliban has accidentally killed the ISIS member who masterminded the attack. Darren Hoover's son, Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, was one of 13 American troops who died.
I don't care who it was that killed him. It's one less terrorist that we have to worry about.
Parts of Yosemite National Park will close Friday as they brace for massive snowmelt. Reporter Chris Ancarlo is with our affiliate KCBS in San Francisco.
Warm temps this week are helping to accelerate the melting of a record snowpack into the Merced River, which slices right through the Yosemite Valley.
We've made the decision to close eastern Yosemite Valley and then hopefully reopening next Wednesday.
Park Ranger Scott Gettiman says the eastern part of the valley is where the high water is traditionally seen flowing onto roads, into campgrounds, and through buildings.
We have campsites along the Merced River that are literally underwater.
Lawmakers in the House could vote as soon as today on a Republican package that includes steep budget cuts. Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We'll lift the debt ceiling, something the Senate has not done, something the president has not negotiated, and send it over to the Senate.
President Biden has promised to veto it. It's not just Celtics fans suffering after last night's game against the Hawks.
Young lets it go.
Trae Young's 30-foot three-pointer on TNT not only forces a Game 6 at State Farm Arena in Atlanta tomorrow night, it means Janet Jackson's concert will have to be postponed until Friday. Live Nation sent emails to ticket holders saying they can see it on Friday instead. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republican lawmakers are trying again to put people in Wisconsin to work by tightening unemployment requirements and cutting benefits. Democrats point out Wisconsin's jobless rate is lower than ever. Representative Christine Sinicki.
We would love to have the people of the state of Wisconsin believe that people are sitting on their butts at home, collecting unemployment for months or for years on end. That is a fairy tale.
The bills now go to the Senate. Governor Evers says he'd veto them. Also yesterday, the Assembly passed bills banning local guaranteed income programs and tightening requirements for Medicaid and welfare. Democrats call them solutions to non-existent problems. In sports, it's win or go home when the Bucks host Miami in playoff action tonight. Today, the Brewers try to stop a sweep by Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at...
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, at least the sun's out today, so I'm doing a little better.
Listen, man. The sun is shining. There's plenty of light. A new day is dawning, sunny and bright. But after I've been crying all night, the sun is shining, man.
You have a great voice, Earl.
Well, maybe it's not shining anymore after that rendition. But anyway, got a lot to talk about, really excited about today. I got some great news for you, Calvin, and millennials, man. You know, we always talk about what's happening with millennials, right? And how bad things are for millennials. But here's the good news. You ready to hear it?
I'm ready.
So millennials, on average, and I don't know, look at what years millennials began for me, Calvin, yep, and where they are. Because on average, millennials are worth $100,000 on average. All the millennials. And so let's see how far back they go.
The millennial generation is those born between 1980 and 1994.
Wow, 1980. They're almost 50 years old.
The oldest ones, yeah, are getting there.
Man, so on average, the millennials are worth $100,000. Man, but baby boomers are worth, on average, $1.2 million. So you got to ask the question, man, what's good about that, Earl? You said there's going to be something good. Here's what's good, man. Baby boomers are dying out, and it's going to lead to a colossal transfer of wealth. A colossal transfer of wealth, because all the baby boomers who've developed and all of this money, we're dying out, man, you know? And millennials are expected to hold five times as much wealth by 2030. Let me do the math. I had to pull off my shoes. It's 2023. In 7 years, millennials' wealth is going to increase on an average of 68. They're going to inherit $68 trillion from baby boomers who are dying. Because baby boomers have collected all of this money over all these years, and our money, we're not going to outlive our money. The money that baby boomers have accumulated are going to be inherited by millennials. The massive wealth inherited by millennials will decrease inequality between the generations in the U.S., but will likely worsen it overall, experts told Newsweek. The change in fortune for millennials, a generation thwarted by a series of recessions, costly real estate, and heavy student debt, has the potential to significantly change the U.S. financial and political landscape. So, as your generation suffers now, Calvin, in a matter, they say, the demographers say, 7 to 10 years, the lifespan of many baby boomers and all of their wealth, they're going to be gone, and they're going to pass that wealth on to the millennials. And now the millennials are going to wind up with all of these resources. And you know, I'm sure millennials don't want to see their parents go. But it's the reality of life. And so as you've been watching, you're watching all these resources that rich people have. Those rich people aren't going to be able to hold on. And that's the way life is. And all of those resources are going to be passed on to their children and grandchildren. And that's the way it works. Baby boomers born during the revolutionary two decades that followed the end of the Second World War are currently the richest generation on the planet, with the average boomer being worth $1.2 million. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. This is really the way it is. And I was reading this story about Elon Musk, Calvin, and he's got his doctor. He's got all his money, right? His doctor's trying to figure out a way to prolong life for Elon Musk. Well, I got, all these billions of dollars, and I want to live forever. Hey, guess what, Elon Musk? It doesn't matter if you become the first trillionaire. You're going to die just like everybody else, and you can't take your money with you. And all of these people who have accumulated all this wealth will not be able to take it with them. Let's do this, man. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. You say what?
I love your subject this morning. It hits home with me. When I first started working at this company, which I worked for 35 years, when I was about 23 years old, my boss told me that you stay here, you're going to retire a millionaire, Gary. That's what he said. And I couldn't understand. I thought, oh, there's no way. Well, I retired from that company, and then I started my own business. And it was true. When my profit-sharing pension plan / was $1 million when I left. Now, the thing is this. My kids, yes, they are going to inherit this money. Okay, but the fact of the matter is, for health care for my wife and I as we get older, that might get eaten up real fast. So what we're doing now is we're kind of giving our money away to our kids. They need a loan or something like that. We just give them the money for the house. If they need the down payment for a house, we just give it to them, because I want to give it to them while we still have it, and while I can see them smile, rather than after I die they get the money in there, So that's kind of what we do. But with the health care, I don't know if there's going to be enough money at the end. It's expensive to stay in nursing homes or whatever. We looked into insurance, and it was so expensive. It used to be like you and I could have bought it like maybe 10, 15 years ago for a reasonable amount, a couple hundred dollars a month. Now it's like $800 or $900 a month.
You mean health insurance or life insurance?
Well, what I'm talking about.
Yeah, health insurance or life insurance.
No, I'm talking about the insurance that you use to go to a nursing home.
Okay. So
it used to be a couple hundred dollars. Now it's like $900 a month.
Here's what I've been talking about. And forever on this show, the fact that what is getting ready to happen is all of us baby boomers, our health will begin to fail us if it hasn't as of yet, because our bodies are only made to stay here for a certain period of time. And this nation is not focused, and this nation is not focused on what it's going to do to prepare for all of us as we face the same realities that our parents faced. We saw that. We saw what happened with our parents. And so our parents' generation was not as big as ours. And so our generation is what is going to be the precursor of what's really going to bankrupt this nation if both Democrats and Republicans both don't take this into consideration and make it a major priority.
The thing is, Earl, that I'm concerned about is the Social Security. When you and I were younger, the average families were, four kids, maybe three kids, and a mom and a dad. Now, I know you're not going to like this when I say this, but since abortion, the families are much smaller now.
The families are smaller.
It's hard that there's 50 million kids that are not walking around children themselves.
Gary, the families are smaller. The families are smaller because the parents have chosen not to have as many kids as the baby boomers. I'm from a family of 13. My mother and father had 13 children. Not one of us had more than four. It wasn't because of abortion. It was because we didn't want to have all those children. And so the people who have come after us, our children, have not wanted to have all those children. Number one, the cost of it. People make decisions not to have, a brood of children, Gary. That's not because of abortion.
Earl, before 1973, abortion was illegal. People were still getting them, but it was illegal. So if they'd never enacted Roe v. Wade, there would be more people on this earth to take care of old guys like you
Gary,
and me.
Haven't
I'm
you?
I'm just telling you, and it's a fact. And I'm not trying to bring up this issue, but
you missed a point.
Go ahead.
The reason there aren't people willing to take care of you and I is because we pay them $12 an hour. If they would pay the people a wage appropriate with doing that kind of work, there'd be enough people. But if you're paying them equivalent to McDonald's and Burger King, you're not going to get people to do that.
That's right.
Hold the thought. I got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 50. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Low is around 32. Highs level off around 62. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Upper 50s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. The conversation is about a conversation that is talking about the transfer of wealth to the millennial generation that is going to be somewhere around $53 trillion by 2030. Projections. And so here's what's really been happening before we go back to the phone lines. Labor financial landscape has changed over the past few decades. According to a recent report by New America, U.S. millennials earn 20% less than baby boomers did at their age. This has exacerbated a gap between the two generations, which is nearly double in the past 20 years, according to Magnify Money study. The reason the millennials have struggled the way they have is because the corporations have become, you know, more greedy and moved the work outside of this nation. And a handful of people have gotten, you know, outlandishly rich, while the masses of those millennials have struggled. Because, again, they made 20% less than what my generation made. Let's go back to the phone lines and Gary, who somehow seems to believe that the reason that there aren't enough people to take the jobs to make sure that baby boomers in our final years somehow have a peaceful transition. He seems to believe that it's because of abortions, fails to understand that these decisions were made by individuals not to have a bunch of children. Abortion had nothing to do with decisions that were made. Baby boomers and there was never going to be enough people to take care of baby boomers because we're still the largest generation. Gary, go ahead.
Well, Earl, like I said before, before 1973, you got pregnant and you're just going to have the baby and the baby's going to grow up in your family. Now it's convenient. Well, it's not the right time, so we'll just abort the baby. So it's a matter of fact, Earl. It's, you can agree with it or not. It's fact, you know. But let's go back to what you were saying before.
I know I'm not going to.
Go ahead.
There were abortions long before Roe versus Wade came into existence. There's always been abortions.
Okay. Yes, I understand that.
So then if that, and there's always been abortions that we didn't track, that people didn't know anything about. But to make the statement that, you know, after 1970, there was, you know, abortions just, you know, exploded because of a decision that was made with Roe versus Wade, just not accurate, but go ahead.
Okay, we're done talking about that because I know the subject's not about abortion, so I didn't want to really bring
it
up. But it's part of it. I know. Okay, but you were talking about jobs and making $12.50 an hour. Those jobs are for high school kids that
Gary,
have summer jobs.
Have you ever been in old folks' homes?
Yes.
Do you see high school kids?
35 years
Gary, do you see high school? Do you see?
Center.
I've never seen high school kids in the nursing homes.
No, but
those jobs are for high school kids.
No. They're CNAs that are out of school that got a degree in.
Gary, how long do you think they stay? At $12.50 an hour.
Not long.
Okay.
I know, and I understand. I tell these gals, I said, I understand. This is the toughest job in the world.
Why don't they get paid? Why don't they get paid commensurate with how difficult the job is?
They should get paid a lot more than most people get paid.
Okay, that's my point. Why are they not being paid that?
Okay, you're talking about one person's job. I'm talking about, I was at a job yesterday, and the guys repair athletic equipment, and they need people to work there.
I can't help that some guy has a business. And he can't get people to work there. Our conversation is on what's happening with baby boomers and the cost that's going to be associated with taking care of those people, us. And you want to talk about some guy repairing athletic equipment. The real issue is, and the real problem is, who's going to take care of these massive elderly like you and I as we age? You want to bring in something about some guy with athletic equipment. That's not the subject.
No, Earl, you asked me about you can't make it at a fair wage at $12.50 an hour working at McDonald's. I'm telling you, there are plenty of jobs out there. If you want to work
Gary,
hard,
okay, man.
You can
thank
make
you.
$20.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
It,
thank you very much for the call, man. Where's the wall so I can beat my head against it, Calvin? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief, an unprecedented change at the Vatican. Pope Francis says women will be allowed to vote at an upcoming meeting of bishops, one of the changes they've been demanding for decades. The next synod is scheduled for October. President Biden and South Korea's leader are expected to sign a new military agreement when they meet at the White House today. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
It will include the first deployment of a U.S. nuclear ballistic submarine to South Korea since the 1980s.
The Taliban didn't realize realize it had killed the ISIS leader responsible for the suicide bombing at Kabul Airport in Afghanistan that killed 13 U.S. service members during the Biden administration's withdrawal in 2021. Correspondent David Martin reports from the Pentagon.
Pentagon officials say the Taliban did not realize they had killed the planner of the bombing and are only now finding out they did their bitter enemy, the United States, a favor.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Four F-35 fighter jets touched down Tuesday at Truax Field in Madison. Madison's 115th Fighter Wing is the second Air National Guard unit in the country to receive F-35s. Wisconsin's Air National Guard says ultimately 20 of the aircraft will arrive in the next year to replace the current F-16 jets. The Wisconsin DNR asking for volunteers to help collar elk calves next month. It's part of a multi-year study of the herd in Jackson County. The collected data helps the DNR understand elk movement, breeding, and survival in the state. 15 or more volunteers are needed for each survey day. The spots tend to fill up quickly. Volunteers walk through the woods in a line. Once an elk calf is found, a DNR wildlife biologist fits the animal with a GPS collar, which grows along with the calf. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit choicelandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
The devil's advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's called up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So the great Tucker Carlson was fired. You're out of here. And there are people who have, you know, decided I'm not going to watch Fox News anymore. They took our savior. They took our savior away. Tucker Carlson was fired. Do you know why he was fired, Calvin?
Probably because he cost Fox News money. Well, is the real reason.
Well, he was fired because he talked about prayer. Let me see. That seems to be an oxymoron. Because Fox News and the evangelicals were kind of joined at the hip. And so the evangelicals constantly supported Fox News. So to find out that Tucker Carlson was fired after going too hard on prayer talk, according to Vanity Fair and other different entities, and a decision that was made by Rupert Murdoch, because he spooked Rupert Murdoch and spooked about prayer. Come on, man. Come on, man. All of you evangelicals who watch Fox News, when you find out that, again, Tucker Carlson was fired because he was talking about prayer, how should that make you feel? A source briefed on Fox Corporation Chair Rupert Murdoch's decision-making said Carlson was ousted over remarks he made during a speech this past Friday night at the, of all places, the Heritage Foundation's 50th anniversary gala in Maryland, according to Vanity Fair's Gabriel Sherman. The source said Carlson's speech was laced with religious overtones that were too extreme even for Murdoch. During the address, Carlson called abortion child sacrifice, cast American politics as a battle between good and evil, and suggested the solution was taking 10 minutes a day to, of all things, to say a prayer about it. The source told Vanity Fair that stuff freaks Rupert Murdoch out. Wait a minute. Hold on. Rupert Murdoch, the multi-billionaire in his 90s, is freaked out about prayer. And the reason that Tucker Carlson was fired was because, again, he was talking about prayer. Now, I have to ask you, the phone line's open at 844-967-2789. All of you who, evangelical Christians who love Fox News and Republicans, man was fired because he talked about wanting people to pray. What do you say about that? Isn't that a bit hypocritical? I mean, that is, to me, is an amazing thing. And so I know there are many of you now who've turned away from Fox News. But your thoughts? That's one of the main reasons he was fired. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. What are your
thoughts? Good morning, Earl. He wasn't fired. He agreed to part ways.
Well, whether he agreed to part ways, he's no longer there. And there's a reason.
He wasn't. I mean, Jim Lemon from Fake News CNN, he was fired.
Hey, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about, why can't you guys deal with the subject we're talking about?
He agreed to part ways. There's a lot of people that agree to part ways with their company.
Listen, man.
He didn't get fired. He agreed to part ways.
Okay, so listen.
I'm not either side, but you can't keep doing lies.
Let me educate you.
He was fired. He agreed to part ways.
Do you read, man? Do you ever read?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't care what you bring up. I'm on Fox News right now. Okay?
Yes.
And they said he was fired.
Never anywhere it said he was fired. He agreed to part ways.
Well, okay.
There's a lot of people at work for big companies that agree. If your opinions don't match the company's opinions, if you have disagreements, that doesn't mean you're fired.
He was in the process of signing.
Nowhere does it say he was fired.
What deal with
just
the subject?
Because you keep spewing it over and over and over.
It's
not going to make it true, Earl.
It can. Let me say this to you.
You can say it a million times.
Why can't you deal with the subject? The subject is...
I'm not.
No, listen to the subject, sir. The subject is...
I'm not either.
The subject is...
I don't like Fox. I'm not either.
Well, then, listen. The subject is... The subject is that Rupert Murdoch got rid of Tucker Carlson based on him telling people to pray. That's the issue. You don't want to deal with that. You want to deal with semantics about whether or not he was fired or not. Deal with the fact that the man, whatever, they decided to part company because he was talking about prayer. Deal with that.
That doesn't mean he got fired.
Oh, okay. I know. Crickets. You can't deal with it because you can't. I'm sorry, sir. You can't even understand the question. You know. Or you're disingenuous because you don't want to deal with the fact that Fox News has been supported by evangelicals and claim to be, you know, supportive of evangelicals and Christianity. That the top host on their station was fired or decided to, to step back because he wanted to have more prayer. I know, man. That's what you should do. You should leave. Because it just goes to show the hypocrisy in people who are heartbroken. For two reasons. Because Tucker Carlson, one of, the people on the right, remember, Calvin, about a month and a half ago, Tucker Carlson had a video that he helped doctor, that, and he said that there was all the people at the January 6th thing were peaceful. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said everybody was peaceful and there was none of this. And that same guy, that same liar, and that's another part of why Rupert Murdoch said they came to a mutual agreement. Hey, man, he was going to be fired.
Make sure you get it right, Earl.
Yeah, I know. He was going to be fired, Ken. And so, yeah, he couldn't stay. So maybe it's sanitized for you and others to say they mutually agreed for him to leave. But it's those kinds of things that Rupert Murdoch, and more than anything else, the fact that a man in his 90s does not want to have to deal with prayer, and he said those kind of, the source told Vanity Fair that stuff, prayer, freaks Rupert Murdoch out. So, I mean, it just shows the hypocrisy of those folk who support Fox News and suppose, their version of Christianity and all of those things. Because if the man was talking about prayer, that shouldn't have been a reason if that it would freak out the owner. Unless he clearly doesn't have any religious beliefs. That's got to be the case. To say I'm going to fire somebody because that's what they were doing in the speech, telling people that they should pray 10 minutes a day. I mean, there's something really out there about that decision. Now, I don't have any sympathy for Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson... is a horrible human being who has done everything and said all sorts of things that were horrible in order to improve his stature and talk, as a talk show host. Didn't care. You think Tucker Carlson, based on the things I've heard him say, really has any concept of what Christianity means? The definition of it? You know, I know what it means. I know exactly what Christianity is about. And it's not what Tucker Carlson has been spewing. So even he was using Christianity in this speech at the Heritage Foundation, where Christianity is as void as it is anywhere in the world. Yeah, you know, I mean, Tucker Carlson, your man, gone. And of all the horrible things he said and done, you know, for money, and whored himself for money, it is ironic that he gets fired for talking about prayer. It's an amazing dichotomy that we're dealing with in the world today. And it's part of why we can't seem to get these things worked out. You know, because people hear what they want to hear. Ken from Sturgeon Bay is a prime example. You know, to focus on whether or not the man was fired or not and not be able to deal with the subject matter. He's not alone. A lot of people feel the same way. And then I watch Fox News since he's been fired. Nothing. You know, I think I saw one guy spend, I don't know, 40 seconds on it. Everybody else moves on. He was that top guy. Have some dialogue, have some conversation about why your top guy was fired by the owner of the corporation. That's a big deal. And I know I got some Tucker Carlson fans in the audience. I get it. But I also get why you don't want to talk about it. Well, so he turns around, Don Lemon. I don't care about Don Lemon, man. Don Lemon is not the one who's challenging, you know, what's happening in this country from the perspective of, well, Democrats are all no good. Don Lemon is a sidebar issue. He's not Tucker Carlson. So I haven't wasted any time talking about Don Lemon. I'll tell you straight up, I haven't watched Don Lemon. I may have seen Don Lemon's show. This is the absolute truth. 2 or 3 times in my life. Fox News, on the other hand, plenty. 844-967-2789, and not the same. We'll be right back.
This is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 50. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 32. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 62. Upper 50s Friday and Saturday with scattered showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Man, who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it that Donald Trump and Joe Biden will meet again on the same platform? Man, 4 years later, I don't think there's anybody who would have thought it possible that Joe Biden and Donald Trump would wind up meeting again for the presidency of the United States. 844-967-2789. You know, if I was a betting guy, you know, you bet that that's going to happen. There's the only way, there's a couple different ways that that won't happen. And that's if somehow President Biden is not healthy enough or in a position to run again, he's the Democratic nominee. Nothing's going to change that unless something happens that he's not able to run. But what is surprising is on the other side of the ledger. And I remember months and a year or so or more ago, Donald Trump had 25% approval rating with Republicans. What happened that he's now up to almost 50% approval rating with Republicans? What happened? Knowing that the man is a rambling lunatic. And people know that. And so what did you see to change your mind? You claimed you didn't want to see Donald Trump run again. You claimed that you had seen enough of him. So what changed now that 25% more of Republicans have jumped back on the bandwagon? Oh, well, CEO, you know what happened? They've been trying to crucify him. What? Well, they're blaming everything on Donald Trump. If you thought a year ago or a year and a half ago that Donald Trump, you had seen enough of him, had had enough of his antics, how do you then say, well, you know, they've been trying to crucify him, so I don't care about his antics. I don't care about, you know, how deranged he is. I'm going to vote for him again anyway because they're coming after him. How does that make any sense? I don't know. I don't know what's in people's heads. But I know I would never look at things from that perspective. If I thought somebody was a lunatic, whether or not somebody was coming after them or not, would not change my mind and make me say that this man that we know is a lunatic and dangerous, that I'm going to put him in office if I can because people are coming after him. That makes no sense to me. But it clearly makes sense to a lot of people who call themselves Republicans. Either they weren't being truthful when they said only 25% of Republicans support him, or, you know, they knew all along that if he won the nomination, they would be behind him 100%. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be behind somebody who I know is a lunatic. You ever listen to Donald Trump recently, man, the interviews, rambling? You know, he reminds me of some of the callers. Donald Trump can't stay on topic. You ask him a question, he talks about 100 other things that have nothing to do with the question that he's being asked. Reminds me of some of our callers. You know, attention span. They're bereaved of attention span. That's what Donald Trump is. And so why would you, now you can say what you want to say about President Biden. His attention span is right there. Donald Trump has none. And yet, 50% of Republicans, and that's all right. You know why? Because it guarantees another 4 years of Joe Biden. If you think for 1 minute that independents are going to vote for Donald Trump, you're nuts. And there are not enough of you Republicans who are going to, you know, go down with your boy to pull him over the top. So you're going to get what you've been getting. Loss. And, you know, in this race for the presidency, you are used to it. You've been really getting, you know, a beating when it comes to that. And so you're going to continue to get that. So, you know, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Direct from the Dairy State. It's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block. of Wisconsin-produced radio. Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens. And Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.